This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, February 17th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Unlock D, Inc. closes equity financing and enters commercial execution phase, prepares for Regulation A offering. Unlock D, Inc. completes equity financing, moving into commercial execution phase with plans for Regulation A offering. The $175,000 fixed-price equity raise excludes convertible instruments, signaling a clean structure for growth. The company's strategic roadmap includes a global brand partnership in the wellness sector, focusing on a beauty from within functional beverage for the North American market. Stay tuned for updates as UNOCD progresses towards scalable growth. Mitsko announces financing partnership to accelerate CentCore data center expansion and software acquisition strategy. Mitsko partners with United Commercial Partners to finance CentCore's data center expansion and software acquisition strategy. The collaboration aims to accelerate the deployment of capital-efficient facilities for edge compute, AI workloads, and localized cloud infrastructure. United Commercial Partners brings expertise in commercial financing, enabling CentCore to reach positive cash flow sooner. Mitsko CEO Mac Leith highlights the potential to integrate owned software into CentCore facilities, boosting revenue growth and margins.
Critical infrastructure technologies. Financial position strengthened. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited announces a significant strengthening of its financial position, with nearly $1 million received from warrant exercises and a deposit from Critical Metals Corporation. Though company received $973,685 from warrant exercises and a $395,600 deposit for a Nexus 20 platform sale. CEO Brenton Scott stated that the injection of capital will accelerate production, international growth, and support ongoing initiatives.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Travis Yakomishin as Chief Electrical and Power Systems Officer to accelerate Texatron commercial deployment. Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Travis Yakomishin as Chief Electrical and Power Systems Officer to accelerate Texatron commercial deployment. Yakomishin, a veteran grid engineer, will lead electrical architecture and utility-scale integration for the Fusion platform as commercialization efforts advance.
Femto Technologies announces U.S. launch of Sensera, a next-generation femtech device. Femto Technologies announces the U.S. launch of Sensera, a next-generation femtech device. Sensera, the flagship tech-enabled intimacy device, is now available for purchase at SenseraWellness.com. Priced at $299 for the starter kit, Sensera incorporates Femto's Smart Release System, SRS, for personalized wellness experiences. CEO Ifta Ben-Yakov emphasizes the company's commitment to innovative femtech solutions.
NeuroOne reports fiscal Q1 2026 financial results, expects product revenue of at least $10.50 million in fiscal year 2026. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation reported a 17% increase in product revenue, expecting at least $10.50 million in fiscal year 2026. Following FDA clearance, nearly 50% of all ablations were performed in quarter 1 2026. The company completed 9 trigeminal neuralgia cases with patients reportedly pain-free. Management will host a conference call today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss these results.
Item by Item integrates role-based video training into D365 FSCN Copilot, Item by item, IBI has unveiled a new feature integrating role-based video training into Microsoft Dynamics 365 Finance and Operations D365 FO through Copilot. Users can now access contextual video training within their workflow, sourced from Microsoft Learn. This seamless integration enhances learning experiences, improves onboarding speed, and boosts overall ROI for organizations using D365.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.